shares in iconic brand Playboy are getting hit today, off by about 13% after the company reported its full quarter after that SPAC deal closed in February. Revenue for the quarter grew 44% year over year to $49.9 million, driven by some key growth there on the direct-to-consumer and licensing revenue side of the business. The stock, though, has been on a pretty wild ride this year, at one point jumping more than 300% year to date before falling back down to a more modest doubling since that February deal to go public. But for more on the company's growth and what they're seeing play out, I want to bring on the CEO of Playboy Group, Ben Cohn, joins us now. And Ben, good to be chatting with you again here. I mean, obviously, the stock moves showing some volatility. It's early in terms of this being the first full quarter you guys have gotten to report. But what do you think investors might be paying too much attention to here as you showed growth?
Yeah, look, we had a great quarter, especially in the face of COVID. And thank you again for having me. You know, revenue up 44%. Really, the three priorities that we laid out, really focusing on, you know, our direct-to-consumer business. Our D2C business was up 88%. And when you actually look at Playboy.com, which is still early in its evolution as a shopping site, and will continue to evolve when we bring in NFTs and blockchain technology to it. But Playboy.com was up 130% sequentially, first quarter to second quarter. So we're really pleased by the business. And that was all in the face of COVID. Our licensing business grew 12%. And that's, you know, been hurt by a 75% decline in our gaming business from where we thought it should be, based on COVID lockdowns. We remained out of stock on a number of our items at Yandy. And at Playboy for our summer collection, we only received 50% of the items that we had ordered. So overall, very pleased. Did we leave money on the table? 100%. But I think every company is facing the same issues today, given COVID.
So, Ben, what do you think investors are missing here? Stock is down 13%. I know CEOs like to say they don't watch the stock price, but you said in the break here that you're a little surprised.
Yeah, look, I am surprised. We doubled our long-term guidance for 2025 to $600 million from what we had previously disclosed when we did the de-SPACing of $300 million. Look, I can't pay attention to the stock price. We have to pay attention to executing on operations. You know, we are making investments this year. I think maybe people, you know, didn't appreciate them, but those are investments that actually allow us to realize synergies on the cost side down the road. But more importantly, on the revenue growth side, you know, we're setting this business up for, you know, really accelerating the revenue growth moving forward, launching beauty and cosmetics next year. Again, we're making an investment this year, realizing no revenue. Same thing with the launch of our Big Bunny collection that will happen in Q4. And then in next year, you know, we're carrying costs today, development costs today, that again, with no revenue associated with them. So long term, for me, nothing's changed in the business. I'm a huge owner of the company, and I believe that our best days are ahead of it. And I think our revenue growth will continue to accelerate moving forward.
Yeah, Ben, I wonder if one of the questions here is just that it's so hard for investors to really figure out which part of the business they should be focusing in on, because you're not just talking about the cosmetics and beauty line that you're planning to launch there, but also kind of, you know, the lingerie brands that you have now under the portfolio, as well as the NFTs that you guys sold as well. So, I mean, is maybe some of that just that there's so much on the plate right now that maybe it's too much to track here?
Yeah, I think that definitely contributes to it. I think that there's a lot going on at the company right now as we continue to transition this business. But look, this is one of the biggest brands in the world. This is a brand that drives over $3 billion of spend today. And I think that, you know, we're focused, you know, long term on really that intersection of virtual goods and physical goods and building out that ecosystem. And I think that will allow us to drive superior margins over time, you know, especially as you look at some of the recurring revenue streams that this company has and will continue to develop moving forward. And we talked a little bit about that yesterday. We can't go into too many details about it, but really, you know, the evolution of what we've tested in the NFT market, you know, on Nifty generating almost $1 million. And then a few weeks ago on Super Rare, we sold one JPEG of a 1970 picture of a bunny water skiing outside the Playboy Miami Club for $60,000. You know, we're going to integrate that all into our ecosystem moving forward. And we mentioned membership. We don't want to go into too many details on that. But, you know, leveraging the influencers and the celebrities that we work with in a cohesive ecosystem.
Interesting to see the evolution of the brand. Ben, it's good to talk to you today. Ben Cohn, the CEO of Playboy. Great to have you on.